they brought this down to Myrtle's, her house, and they was all small kids there, 6 or 8 of them, and poured that money out, it had cancer disease.
Oh.
Been there so long. And,
well, was it good? It wasn't Confederate money,
no,
was it?
No, it was good money.
It was good money.
And it had cankered so that they brought it down there so those kids could all help get a rag and,
oh,
and get this canker off of it there, see,
oh,
before they took it to the bank.
Isn't that something?
Marla said it's the biggest pile of money she ever saw in her life.
Oh, why, $10,000 is a lot of money nowadays, but in those days, $10,000 would be a fortune. I mean, really, it's so
Paul
different.
Paul and I was talking about this morning. Now, he can remember there when a fella had his own farm, had it paid for, and had $15,000 in savings. He's kind of a rich man.
It's not. I've got a. Would you like a piece of pie with that?
Oh,
I've got a Cairo nut pie and a cherry pie.
Well, I do like Cairo nut pie. I hadn't had any in an awful long time. But
was blind for 40 years.
Oh.
And she done her own housework.
She did.
And I didn't know about that, but they said, Myrtle said that she was just as clean as she could be. If people didn't bother her stuff and she knew where it was, said she could find everything, just do her cooking and all for her man as well as anybody. One time I had a brother-in-law come in here from West Oklahoma. He'd been raised out there, and we got down there and got out to look at the smokehouse and the barn and all. And the barn and the smokehouse is made out of logs, and this roofing was made out of this made boards there. And he just took on that. He said, "Well, sir," said, "it sure didn't cost much to build these buildings, did it? Just the nails, you know."
Yeah.
Put it together.
Well, that's really something. I still can't get over finding the $10,000 out in the field, and they had to clean the canker off of it. That's just amazing.
Everybody knew. But now, you take now, people come from New York City or these big cities with these little gadgets, see? What is it they call them?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember what they call it either. But that's,
I saw one of them.
I thought I had one out of the freezer and I didn't, and it's been in the deep freezer.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
But,
I didn't want
maybe.
To. You don't need to go to that much trouble, have it, Bubba.
Okay.
You don't want anything to do right now.
Huh?
I eat my pie at dinner.
Well, we've got a cherry pie in here.
Oh, well, I would have just taken cherry. I didn't. I like either one of them. If I.
Well, this is all right if you can eat it with it being frozen.
But I didn't mean for you to go to that trouble to get something out. I like cherry too.
This grandfather of Murray's here, they knew what hard times were. They really come up the hard way.
Who, you and me?
This is delicious.
we got married and we didn't have no money.
Was that why your daddy didn't want y'all to get married? He thought you were too young.
Well, we didn't have anything.
I didn't have nothing, you know, and he was afraid I'd starve to death.
I guess it looks like you probably didn't starve, though. You made it all.
No,
well,
I think
he didn't know it then, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's funny. You didn't even think about that, and then still the Social Security thing came up again about.